Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus.
Who came from?
You are my pillar. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit, grace and peace be multiplied unto you. In the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus, Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you, O God. We honor you. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. We thank you, O God, for waking us up this morning. We thank you, O God, for the breath that we breathe that is yours. Thank you, Almighty God. We thank you for our children in the name of Jesus. We thank you for our spouses in the name of Jesus. We thank you for grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Thank you for friends and families, those that are dear to us. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for those that are around us, those that are dear to us, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for divine helpers. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Thank you for each and every intercessor and prayer warrior under the sound of our voice. Lord, we say thank you. We thank you, Lord, that we can gather together in your name. Father God, openly, we do not have to hide. We thank you for the grace to gather in your name. There are so many people now in the Eastern Bloc that they have to be afraid when they come together in different countries, oh God. Oh, Father God, but we thank you. We are not better than they. It's only because of your grace. And Father, we pray for those who are spreading the gospel in Bloc Nation. Some of them are in jail right now, getting ready to be persecuted because they spread the gospel of Jesus. Father, we pray for your divine intervention. Father God, we pray that the Holy Spirit will encourage those that some of them don't want to go on. The Holy Spirit, hover over their hearts, their minds, their thoughts in the name of Jesus. Lead them in those Eastern Bloc nations. Lead the Christians, oh God. Guide them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, whatever negative decisions that have been made right now in these Eastern Bloc nations, Muslim nations, to take away their lives, Lord, intervene. Your will be done. Thy kingdom come and your will be done. Intervene, O God. And Father God, we pray for the underground movement of Bibles reaching those in those countries. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, let there be a safe passage in the name of Jesus of the Bibles going from place to place, country to country. Let there be a safe passage, O God. Let the people be able to receive their Bibles. And we pray, Lord, for everyone who sent Bibles or who contributed to sending Bibles to those nations, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray that even as they get the Bibles, Holy Spirit, you will give them understanding as they read the Word, and that the Word of God will be planted and rooted, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that everyone will have a chance to receive Christ and know him as the Lord and personal Savior. Father God, I thank the blood covering of Jesus Christ upon these organizations, oh God, Salvation Organization. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, for those who not only contribute Bibles, but contribute financially to provide for these people. Oh, thank you, Lord. Father God, you said those that give to the poor, poor in spirit, poor in physical, poor in spiritual, poor in emotional, poor. You said those, according to your word, that give to the poor, rule to God. Hallelujah. Father God, let us begin to understand those scriptures and just not say it, oh God, but give us understanding and revelation of these scriptures, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord, that people will know, oh God, hallelujah, that their giving is not in vain. Ah, yes, Lord, hallelujah. When they give all to the poor, when they look out for others, they are doing it for the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, God, hallelujah. And we thank you for all the givers, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, for those that give, oh God, even people on the street that think about those people, Father God, and do second guess them. Father, you are the judge. We don't have to second guess if we feel led to give to those people standing on the street corners. We give. If we don't feel led to, we move forward, led by the Holy Spirit. For all those who are led by the Holy Spirit, oh God, to release finances or release a dollar into those hands, oh God. Father God, bless them exceedingly, abundantly, above all that they can think or act of. Oh, Father God, those who look out for their neighbors, taking groceries, looking out for the neighbor's children, oh God, they are doing that in the name of Jesus. Those who have prison ministries, oh God, going into the prison, speaking about Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for the grace upon their lives. And Father God, let your love continue to pour to those, to everyone. Everyone deserves a chance to receive. Everyone deserves a chance to let the gospel be preached from nation to nation in the name of Jesus. So, Father, as you said in your word, whoever, Proverbs 19:17, whoever is generous to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will prepare him for his deeds. Oh, my God. We bless you, and we pray that everyone receive a revelation concerning this, that when you give to the poor, you loan to God, and the Lord will repay you. Just imagine giving God a dollar. What do you think you will have when you give the poor a dollar? What do you think God will give you exceedingly abundantly? Do you think you will get $2? You will even have 100%. No. You will get unlimited breakthroughs and blessings in your life because you have looked. Jesus said that when I was hungry, did you feed me? You are doing that unto the Lord. Oh, God, and we thank you, Lord. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Forgive us, O God, of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us. In the name of Jesus, we have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you for the precious blood. Release the blood of Jesus into the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. The blood of Jesus. The blood that gives us strength from day to day. The blood will never lose its power. We thank you for the holy blood. We thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Yeshua HaMashiach. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, the blood that gave us strength from day to day. The blood will never, ever, 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 ever lose its power. We thank you, Lord. We soak our spirit, souls, and body in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we ask you, Lord, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us and the glory within us. Be a wall of fire around our children, our grandchildren, and the glory within them, oh God. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us this morning under the sound of my voice and the glory within us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on our spouses. We put the armor on our children, grandchildren, oh God, in the name of Jesus, on our siblings, our nieces, our nephews, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Father, we ask you to send your holy angels to assist us, to minister to us, and to do your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. We thank you for a fresh oil. We thank you for a fresh word. We thank you for the fresh anointing. We thank you for an overflowing of the anointing. In the name of Jesus, your grace is sufficient for us. So, Father God, let your strength be made perfect in our weakness. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we cast every work of darkness in and unseen, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus from our lives, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not by might or power, but by the Spirit of the living God, when the enemy gives us like a flood, the Spirit of God raised up the standard against the enemy, which is the blood of Jesus. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, do something spectacular. Do something new, Almighty God, in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Those that are here, those that will listen at another time, you know what they stand in need of. Revive for them according to your will, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. According to your will and your purpose, O God, in the name of Jesus, your word says, delight in the Lord, and you will give us the desire of our hearts. You are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. O Father, touch your children. Reward them, O God. Do, O God, according to your will, plan, and purpose, let your will be done. And Father, we just want to say thank you in advance. We bless your name. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Father, let your fire fall on me. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, your grace is sufficient. I thank you for all that you've done and all that you will continue to do in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, we pray. Amen. Can we say the Lord, the 23rd Psalm, again together very slowly? And I'm teaching on it, so let's say it slowly. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, table before me, In the presence of my enemies, thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, ever, in Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. We look at the word, the Lord is my shepherd. That's why I tell people, when you really take time and do just read the Bible like running with it, then you will really, really receive when you take time to read the scriptures. As you read it, don't rush to read it. What I do, you read it and you take your time and read it out loud. Faith, when I say read it out loud, by hearing the word of God. So when you read it, you are hearing yourself reading it. And what happens is there's an oil that flows through, because the Holy Spirit begins to move on the inside of you as you read the anointed word of God. If you come to worship him, they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So the Lord is my shepherd is, we're talking about the Lord is my. That means you are in his kingdom. That means you have received Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. You have received what? Salvation. Hallelujah. And now for his marvelous life, you have submitted to him. You are now in the house of the Lord. When I say in the house, you are not in the kingdom of darkness. You are in the kingdom of life. Hallelujah. He brought you out of darkness. He brought me out of darkness. Hallelujah. Into his what? Into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. Marvelous, marvelous. Hallelujah. When we're in that kingdom of darkness, we did all sorts of things. Things that were not pleasing to Almighty God, who is holy, who is righteous. Hallelujah. We were there in our sin. And what we thought was good was bad. Hallelujah. But Christ came. Hallelujah. To fulfill Genesis 3:15. What do I mean by Genesis 3:15? I want you to turn your Bibles with me to Genesis 3:15. Christ came and he fulfilled the law. He fulfilled the first messianic prophecy. Messianic, the prophecy about him. Hallelujah. When Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, what did God say? Look in Genesis 3:15. I will put enmity. He's speaking to the enemy, to Satan, between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel. What does it mean that you'll crush your head? When Jesus died on that cross, hallelujah, in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. He came to bring us back, to reconcile us back to God. He came to fulfill the prophetic word in Genesis 3:15, the first prophetic prophetic word, the first one, the messianic prophecy. If you do not know that is, you need to put it in your book. That's the first messianic prophecy that says that what God is saying, that Christ will come. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ came. Hallelujah. Not born in through Mary, but, hallelujah, no human blood. Hallelujah, but the blood of a holy blood. The human blood was tainted. It can't do it. Born of a virgin, Mary never married, never slept with a man. The Holy Spirit came upon her, and she was impregnated with Jesus. She asked Jesus, holy, holy, you needed something, a holy blood. Jesus died on the cross, and he made a commitment. The Bible tells us that Jesus, even before the foundation of the world, he already had done it. He keeps so it can be fulfilled in the physical realm in the name of, oh, I love the Lord. Because you see, Satan told him he was called that when he messed with the woman and the man in the garden. It brought a separation from Adam and Eve and God. Hallelujah. Just imagine our Father coming to you, to me. Hallelujah. And he is here with us. But I'm talking about the physical presence of Eden. God coming in the cool of the day, spending time with Adam and Eve. You probably teaching them, just spending that tangible presence, that beautiful garden. Think about the garden, I don't care how much we can decorate and do, we can never, never capture the beauty of the Garden of Eden. Beautiful place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God did it. He planted, and then he gave Adam, said, take care of this garden. And of course, here comes Satan. God had the right to close that place also, Satan's good, but he gave us free will so we can make choices. Many times we make the wrong choice. At that time, Adam and Eve made the wrong choice listening to the serpent. But we thank God for his grace because God already had a plan in place. That he sent his son Jesus, who was crucified, resurrected, buried. Jesus paid the price on the cross by his blood, hallelujah, took his blood, hallelujah, up to heaven and laid it on the altar. He paid the price. Only that holy blood of Jesus could do it for us to be set free, crucified, beaten. So what I was saying when I said the Lord is my shepherd, you have received him. You have come out of darkness. I have come out of darkness. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen generation. Who are you? You are. You say, I am a chosen generation. I am a royal priesthood. Hallelujah. You royal. A holy nation, a peculiar people that should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, the blood, to receive salvation. So when we say the Lord, we have surrendered. We have given our life by choice. Jesus, I receive you as my Lord. And personal Savior, you what? You believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth. Hallelujah. That's why you got to speak it out. It can't be in your heart. You got to say it. I receive you, Lord, I receive you, Jesus, as my Lord and personal Savior. So that means you're in his house. You're in his kingdom, and he has rulership and authority. He didn't force you. You made that choice. When the Holy Spirit moved on my heart, on your heart, we decided, I have decided to follow Jesus. I've decided the devil come with promises, but let me tell you, all those promises will just end you up into hell, and they're temporary, they're not lasting. It comes with, oh God, the devil is a liar. I love to be in the kingdom of Almighty God. I love Jesus. So Jesus paid that price. So that means, yes, he's your shepherd. When I stayed with, as a child, with my dad had every right, go this place, come that way. I didn't have to worry about food, to issue, anything, because he provided. He paid my school fee. I had a place to stay and everything. Hallelujah. But I was a child. But this, so I'm making that example that God has you covered because you have received salvation. So now he is your shepherd. He is as of who? The CEO, the Lord, is my shepherd. I shall not want, the Lord woke me up at 2 o'clock this morning. In fact, I thought it was not even 2. It was like 1 o'clock. And when God wakes you up, he wakes you up to talk to you. And he woke me up and he said to me, look at Psalm 127. And I want you to connect Psalm 127. So when I bring this word, it's not my thoughts. It's the thoughts of God who's speaking to you. Hallelujah. Through me as a person, speaking to me. Also, the Holy Ghost speaking to me through me. Hallelujah. He said, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that built it. Except the Lord, part one. And I said, he said, connect it. He said, that receive me as the Lord and personal Savior. You know, when your children stay in your house and they, you pay the rent, you do this, you do everything, but they're still rebellious. Have you experienced that? I know I've experienced that. They want to do anything they want to do. So I don't care what you say, they're rude, they're disrespectful, but you know, there are some children they stay and they give you a hard time. And they don't want to follow the rules and regulations. And what do? You put them out. So parents put them out. My mom put me out one time. I gave her a hard time. Why? Because I wasn't following her rules and regulations. When we don't follow the rules and regulations, we in the house, when you're in that house, that person has rulers and they're taking care of you, they're feeding you, they're protecting you. You are in their house, they have that responsibility towards. But you have to follow the rules of the house. What are the rules? You have to surrender your life. You can't say, I accept Jesus Christ, and when Jesus comes, you still do what you want to do. Then he's not your shepherd. And this is why prayers are not answered. Because we want him, we say we accept him, but then we want to do what we want to do. He is not your shepherd. You live, you say you're in his house. You come into the house, but you're doing your own thing. You see, he is patient. He's not going to kick you out right away, not like our parents or somebody. No, he's talking to you. He's speaking to you through the Holy Spirit. Turn your life around. I'm giving you a second chance. Be ye holy, for I'm holy. Stop bringing unclean things into my house. My house, the body, yeah, it's the temple of the Holy Spirit. So Jesus is saying, except he builds the house, your labor is in vain. Your prayer is not going to be answered. It's just going to be a waste of time, a form of godliness denying the power within We got to allow, Lord, I allow you to build a house. Yeah, hallelujah. Build my house. I allow you. Show me. Teach me. Lead me. Guide me. Lord, you take preeminence in my life. Take control. I will follow your rules. I will follow your regulation. Let the Holy, that's why he said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will send you the Holy Ghost who will lead you and guide you. Hallelujah. So you're not there by yourself. The Holy Spirit is there to help you. But would you allow him to help you? Hallelujah. Because what are you doing? You're wasting time if you're doing it yourself. And what will happen? Very soon, you go back to the kingdom of darkness. And this time, when you come back, you get possessed with more demons and different things, and your life becomes a disaster. Allow God, allow him to be your shepherd who will legally allow, say, Lord, I want you to be my shepherd. Lord, I want you to be my shepherd. Lord, I surrender my life to you. Lord, you build my house. Lord, come into my heart. Come into my heart. I rededicate my life to you. You are my shepherd. I shall not want. Take preeminence. Take control of my life. Let it not be my will, but thy will. Just like Jesus had a point to make in the Garden of Gethsemane. He had a choice to make. He said, Father, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Allow the Lord to be in your house. Hallelujah. Allow him to be your shepherd. You can't keep one foot in and the other foot out. Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What are the rules of his house? Read your Bible. Learn the rules of his house. What are the rules of his house? Pray. Hallelujah. Communicate with him. Spend time with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then you can say that song, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah. Some of you right now can say it with hallelujah. You're not in darkness. You walk me by faith and not by sight. And you can say it boldly. The Lord is my shepherd. I've allowed him to have preeminence in my life. Oh, I'm under his rulership. Therefore, when I come to pray, hallelujah, he hears my prayer. He hears my prayer. Hallelujah. Call upon the name of Jesus. He can hear you. He has empowered you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't let the enemy, you have the power to step on scorpions and demons in his name because he has empowered you. Hallelujah. Because you have allowed him to be your shepherd, he empowers you. You have every covenant blessing, protection from heaven in the name of Jesus. You have the holy angel standing on guard. You are completely protected. Even when you go through bad times, you protect them. Good times, you protect them. Oh, yeah, my friend. The Lord is my shepherd. Father, we thank you and we bless you. We give you glory. We give you honor. Father, build the house of our lives. You are the center of our lives. Oh, Father, unless you build the house, the builder builds it in vain. Father God, as we rebuild this ministry, oh God, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. So, Lord, we thank you. We bless you. We praise you.
Thank you, Holy Ghost.
In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. Jesus' name, amen. In the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit, rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.